This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Speaking of the Republican Party of Virginia, one of its leaders is on the long line with us, Bill Bowling. He's the current lieutenant governor and the Republican nominee for that office, a good friend of this program, one of our longest regular guests. He's been with me now for years. Bill, how are you, sir? It's good to be with you.
Hey, Coy, I'm doing well. I'm in the car today, just traveling up I-95 toward Northern Virginia. I hope my signal's good.
You sound fantastic. Update us about your campaign. How's it going?
Well, things are going good. This has been a really busy week. We have been very focused this week on fundraising, which, as you know, is important in these political campaigns. We had a great fundraising luncheon in Richmond yesterday with Steve Forbes as the special guest, and tonight Congressman Tom Davis is hosting a reception for us at his home up in Vienna with Newt Gingrich as the special guest. On Friday morning we got a breakfast in Alexandria with Governor Mitt Romney as the special guest. So it's just a busy week of fundraising for us here on the campaign trail.
Which, of course, has to happen. That's the lifeblood of any campaign. You got to keep those commercials going and the yard signs and the palm cards and you name it.
Well, I believe, you know, campaigns are really about messages. You got to be able to talk to folks about your background, your knowledge, your experience, your qualification to serve, your record of service, you know, what you've gotten done during the time that you've served, in my case, as lieutenant governor and a member of the state senate before that. And you got to be able to talk about your vision for the future and where you stand on the important issues facing Virginia. But to get that message out, you know, you got to be able to pay for the TV ads and the radio ads and the direct mail. So it's probably my least favorite part of the process, this fundraising stuff, but it is an important one.
Yeah. Well, I know in the candidate training program that I helped teach at the Sorensen Institute at UVA, that is one of the hardest things for folks who get involved in politics, that to learn that you got to ask for money, even from your friends and family. If you believe in yourself, you believe in your message, you believe in your ability to participate as a leader in your government and your community, then you got to be able to ask people to support you.
Yeah, you got to be able to do it. You know, we've been very, very pleased with the support that our campaign has generated. I think we've actually, at this point, I don't remember the exact number, but just literally thousands and thousands of people from all across the state have pitched in and helped out with contributions, large and small, because they believe in our message. You know, they believe in our ability to lead Virginia through what are really some very serious times. I mean, we've got serious challenges facing our state today with you know, the need to get the economy moving again and create jobs, and the need to restore fiscal integrity to state government. You know, important issues like education, transportation, health care, and there are just so many folks across the state who believe in our message and the vision of what I call new ideas for a better Virginia that we're offering, and just humbled that so many of them are willing to pitch in and help out with their hard-earned money to help us pay for those TV ads and radio ads and that direct mail, which, at least in our campaign, we're trying hard, by the way, to keep positive, you know, to try to focus on a positive vision for the future of the state as opposed to this stuff that's just always trying to tear somebody down.
We're talking with Bill Bowling. He's the lieutenant governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and running for re-election this year, along with his running mate, Bob McDonnell, who's running for governor. Remind folks of the website if anybody's listening and wants to go online and invest in your candidacy.
Well, they can check out Bob McDonnell's campaign at bobmcdonnell.com. They can check out my campaign at billbowling.com. They can go on there and read about our new ideas for a better Virginia if you're interested in the economy and jobs or fiscal integrity in government or education, health care, transportation, whatever the case may be. You can pull down the issue buckets there and see exactly the kind of things that we're telling the folks. If you'll give us a chance to lead the state, here's what we want to do to help build a better Virginia.
Now, you mentioned education, transportation, and health care. Why don't we just tick those off and give you an opportunity to flesh those out and share some of your primary message points on each of those, starting with education.
Well, education, you know, I think that we're fortunate in Virginia to have a pretty good system of public education, a great system of higher education. But there are some things I think we can do to make it better. We need to continue, for example, making an additional financial investment in our public schools, and we'll do that. Hopefully we can do a better job prioritizing higher education in the budget process in the future, because it's, to be honest, taken a hit with some recent budget cuts, and as a result of that, tuition has gone up dramatically, which concerns us greatly. The big proposal we're pushing, though, with respect to funding for public education, COI, is a proposal to get money out of the central office bureaucracy and into the classroom. You know, I think government today, just like most parts of society, has to learn to do more with less, and we've got a proposal to boost classroom spending by 4 percentage points over the next 4 years, and if we can do that, we'll take about $500 million a year that's currently being spent on the central office bureaucracy and move it into the classroom, where it can help raise teacher pay and reduce class sizes, improve textbooks and technology, you know, things that really help improve the quality of the educational opportunities we provide to our kids. Overall, we're just trying to get away from what we call a one-size-fits-all approach to public education. You know, I think we followed into a trap in recent years of kind of teaching to the middle, and when you do that, you leave kids out on both ends. We want a more individualized approach to public education, because we think that's going to improve the quality of the educational opportunities we give our children and better enable them to compete in the global marketplace of the 21st century with the Chinese and the Koreans and the Indians and other industrialized nations around the world.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, Lieutenant Governor of Virginia and the Republican nominee for that office. How about transportation? Well, I was talking with an economic historian recently about the fact that one of the best things Virginia ever did under the Byrd machine was make transportation a statewide issue. Richmond took control of transportation, invested in that infrastructure, and it was one of the best things we ever did as a state for business in Virginia. It really literally laid the groundwork for profitable industry in Virginia, and yet now we see that the folks in Richmond are having a very difficult time keeping that commitment. It's really hard now because the infrastructure now is so huge, and the maintenance budget alone is just huge.
Well, and infrastructure is absolutely critical to being able to attract new business, industry, and jobs to Virginia. That's particularly true of transportation infrastructure. But it also has a big impact on the quality of life of our citizens, you know, particularly in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads, when you're sitting in traffic for a couple hours of a day waiting to get to your office in the morning or home at night. That has a big impact on the quality of life that we enjoy. We have to get more money into the Transportation Trust Fund. Our goal is to generate at least $1 billion a year in new funding for transportation. We want to do that without raising taxes. And we've put forth a plan that has about a dozen different funding proposals in it. If we can get all of these fully implemented, we can generate about $1.4 billion a year in additional funding for transportation without raising taxes. And, you know, we're very proud of our transportation plan. I think it's the most comprehensive, realistic, and workable transportation plan that's been proposed in Virginia in a long time. And, of course, it stands in stark contrast with our opponents, because even at this late stage in the campaign, they've offered up no specific transportation solution. And if you're going to leave Virginia, you got to tackle these big issues head on, and transportation is one of them.
And now to health care in Virginia. My guess is that Bill Bowling and Bob McDonnell really don't support a nationwide single-payer health care system.
No, I think that's the wrong direction, and the vast majority of the American people think that's the wrong direction. You know, we do need to improve access to health care. We need to improve the affordability of health care, but we can't destroy quality in the process. And, you know, we're very concerned that these proposals that are coming out of Washington of basically having some government takeover of the health care delivery system in our country really will destroy quality. It'll ultimately lead to rationing of health care. It'll make it very difficult for people to get to see the doctor they want when they need to see that doctor and get care for the illnesses that they may have. You know, those are the problems that these systems have experienced in England and Canada. There's no reason to believe they'd work any better here. We think the better approach is to improve health care opportunities in the private sector. Just last week, we released a series of proposals called Smart health care choices for Virginia. And they focus on things like making health insurance more affordable, making primary health care more available on a local level for the uninsured. We also talked a lot in this proposal about addressing critical health care workforce issues, reforming our state's Medicaid program, which is the fastest growing area of the state budget today. Those are the kind of things we can improve accessibility and affordability, but we can do it within the private sector and let individuals and families remain in charge of their health care, because that's the only way we're also going to be able to protect quality. So we think our Smart Healthcare Choices package goes about it the right way. And, of course, with all due respect to those involved, I just think that what they're trying to do in Washington takes us in a very wrong direction.
My guest is Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia and the Republican nominee for that office as he seeks re-election. The election, of course, the big election is in November. Before we let you go, I just want to make sure that you don't have any master's thesis that we need to know about before we move forward.
Now, you know, it is kind of interesting you ask that. You know, I sometimes I get really frustrated about the level to which these political campaigns deteriorate and disintegrate. A couple days after that story came out, I had a call from the president of my college over in Charleston, West Virginia, that I attended when I was getting my bachelor's degree in political science, and he called to tell me that sure enough, there was a researcher or an investigator from the other side over there digging through the library trying to find something that I had written as a college student that they could use against me. And I assured him not to worry. I was never smart enough to write a thesis. I don't think I ever got to that master's degree level. But, you know, Coy, really, it's just a shame that some people try to make campaigns about stuff like this. You know, what I find is that most folks really don't care a lot about what somebody wrote in a college term paper 20, 30 years ago. They care about what you've done to help lead Virginia and what you want to do to help make Virginia a better place. So I think we'd all be served, and the process would be served better if we'd really keep our focus on the things that matter most. I think that's the kind of leadership people want us talking about these big issues. And again, you know, we're trying to run a campaign here that lifts folks up and lifts Virginia up, not a campaign that tears folks down.
Check him out online at billbowling.com. He joins us every month to keep us updated about Virginia politics and the view from his office as he runs for re-election. Bill Bowling, thank you for joining us. We'll look forward to talking to you in a few weeks.
Thanks, Coy. Have a great one.
Absolutely. Have a safe trip.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.